Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is back with us. Morning again, Des.
Morning, Justin. We're reflecting on last night's Champions League games and looking ahead to tonight. The most impressive performance last night came from Chelsea, who beat Barcelona 3-0 at Stamford Bridge. Now, Barcelona did play the second half with only 10 men. Their captain, Araujo, sent off for two yellow cards, but Chelsea were on top even before that. Their 18-year-old winger Estevao scored a stunning second goal. He really played well throughout the game. Chelsea had taken the lead through a known goal. And Liam Delap added a third goal. It was his first goal in 11 games for Chelsea. Now, Pep Guardiola's 100th Champions League game in charge of Manchester City ended in big disappointment. They were surprisingly beaten 2-0 at home by Bayer Leverkusen. Guardiola admitted he got it wrong by making 10 changes after their Premier League loss at Newcastle on Saturday. A decision really backfired as they've fallen now to back-to-back defeats. The City captain, John Stones, was asked what was missing from the performance.
Lots of things. We didn't have that edge to us, the clinical edge, the aggressive edge. And yeah, we lacked in quite a few things, which is, you know, very uncharacteristic for us as a team and as players. And yeah, we're all disappointed. I'm disappointed to have led the team out tonight, and it's a finish that way, you know, from trying our best to you know, to break them down and work on it in training yesterday as we did. We knew they were such a good team in possession, and found it difficult at times to kind of keep them in one area of the pitch, and they got out of that. And then yeah, we there was a lot of good things, but it's a night that we need to reflect on massively.
Elsewhere, the former Arsenal striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored both goals for Marseille as they beat Newcastle 2-1. Harvey Barnes had put Newcastle ahead. There was no significant change at the top of the Champions League table. Most of the leading sides play tonight. Indeed, the top two sides meet each other when Arsenal host Bayern Munich on Harry Kane's return to North London. Kane was part of the Bayern team that beat Arsenal in the quarterfinal 2 years ago. So how does he think the Arsenal team has evolved since then?
Yeah, I think they've just got a bit more experience. They've got a bit more solid. They still probably play in similar patterns to what they did then, but I think just defensively, yeah, their structure is harder to break down, and just probably more experience. I'll go back to, I think, when you've been under the same coach for a while and learned from title races, learned from Champions League campaigns. Ultimately, you learn as a player and get better as a player. And I think them as a squad, plus some of the additions they've added as well, has helped them to grow. And that's why they're in the position they are now. And like I said earlier, it'll be a good test for us to see where we're at tomorrow night.
He has a good scoring record at Arsenal. It'll be interesting. Nobody has scored more from the opposition side at the Arsenal Stadium. Also tonight, Tottenham go to the defending champions PSG, and under pressure, Liverpool play Dutch side PSV at Anfield. Liverpool boss Arne Slot was asked yesterday if their poor form had led to a loss of confidence.
I think till now it hasn't been an issue. If you look at the way we played most parts of the game, so I think I've said Saturday after the game that the first half hour was actually everything I was hoped it to be, except for us scoring a goal. It hasn't been every game this season that we were able to create that many in the first half hour against a team that's defending low. So that was, for me, positive. But yeah, the first time they arrive in our 18-yard box with a set piece, they score a goal, and then it took a while for us to recover from that. And the first minute after half time, we conceded again. And then again, I saw a team that was trying a lot. So I even showed them, I think yesterday or the day before, how many times we arrived in the box, how many crosses we gave. And I think there was 6-7 times the amount of times Forrest gave a cross. But they defended much better in their box than we defended in and around our box. And that is what everyone keeps reminding us of, and we keep reminding ourselves like that as well. So we have to help ourselves defensively a bit more. I'm not talking about the last line, I'm talking about the whole team, because then maybe people will also see that on the ball we are not doing so many things differently than last season. But the amount of goals we concede is of course the big difference between this and last season.
Well, elsewhere, Coventry are now 10 points clear at the top of the Championship after a 4-2 win at Middlesbrough. And Republic of Ireland midfielder Finn Azaz scored for the third game in succession as Southampton beat Leicester City 3-0. FIFA has confirmed that Ireland will be a fourth seed if they qualify for the World Cup finals next summer. That means a tougher draw. Ireland will be in the draw for the World Cup finals next week, will be under the name Playoff D. Cristiano Ronaldo will be able to play for Portugal in their opening game at the World Cup despite his red card against the Republic of Ireland. He was sent off for violent conduct, the elbow to Dar O'Shea. That normally carries a 3-match ban, but Ronaldo has succeeded in getting match number 2 and 3 suspended from his suspension. He didn't play in the game against Armenia. It has drawn a lot of criticism because other players are carrying a suspension into the World Cup. In Gaelic games, Semple Stadium has been chosen as the venue for the Munster Senior Club football final between Ondangan and St Finbarr's on Sunday week. And for the first time, the GAA will live stream the draws for the four provincial football championships on their social media platforms tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And we've racing action today. It's in Dundalk.
Des, thank you. It's 8:42.